My guest this evening on Around Cincinnati is author Gary Williams from Westchester, who also can add the credit co-producer of a documentary film to his list. He has a book called Seal of Honor about the life of Michael P. Murphy, a Navy SEAL, who lost his life in Afghanistan in 2005. And in the course of events, he has managed to co-produce this documentary about Michael Murphy to tell his story and get across exactly what it is so many people have to go through in this situation. So, Gary, welcome to Around Cincinnati. What got you started on the trail of Michael Murphy?
I was in the process of writing a book in honor of my dad's military service. He's a decorated Korean War vet, about the most decorated in each of our wars, starting with World War I. And when I got to Afghanistan, of course, this being the age of the internet, Michael Murphy's story was out there. He had previously received the Medal of Honor from President Bush posthumously about 10 months prior. And I thought the story was so compelling that I sent an email to his dad. Again, finding his dad's email address on the internet. He was the judge advocate for the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And much to my surprise, he sent back an email about 18 minutes later. I still have it, saying that the family would be honored. Please give me a call at my office the following day. And that was 4 years ago, and it's been a rocket ship since.
So what got you going from doing the book into turning it into a film?
It was a natural progression. Scott McTavish of McTavish Pictures had actually purchased the rights about a week before the book was published, May 7th of 2010.
Did you give any thought at all to making it a fiction film as opposed to a documentary?
No. Originally, we had talked about doing a feature film, but when you do that, you pretty much sign away most of your rights to the Hollywood crowd.
You do indeed.
And we just weren't willing to do that. We thought that this was a story that deserved to be accurately portrayed. We didn't want to have spent 3 years of research into getting, crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, only to have Hollywood decide to take liberties that we just didn't think befit a story such as this.
Well, you know, you're putting yourself in a very rare class of individuals, and that's the individual who can use the words integrity and showbiz in the same sentence.
We know that the film Lone Survivor is out there now, and I have seen it. They did a great job with it. Obviously, there were some liberties taken. People who know the story will be able to spot those right away. But to their credit, Peter Berg and Marcus did an excellent job on the battle scene, which is about three-fourths of the film. And I think that they certainly did a very credible job in honoring all the guys that lost their life that day.
And tell us how exactly the Lone Survivor story intersects with your story of Michael Murphy.
Marcus wrote Lone Survivor, and it was out, I believe, in 2007, I'm guessing, is when that hit. And I had read that book. We were about 3 months into the Michael Murphy story when Lone Survivor came out. So he has about a two-year head start on us. This isn't a race. Marcus's story brought to light the heroism of Lieutenant Michael Murphy, and I picked that up and ran with that. But make no mistake, we're not in any kind of competition with Marcus Luttrell or Lone Survivor. If Marcus doesn't make it off that mountain, nobody knows the story. Those are four guys that just went out on a mission that never came back. That happens all too often. Marcus making off that mountain made everything else possible.
I know you say you're not in a race, it's not in a competition, but basically anybody who gave their life over there should have a book written about them.
Absolutely, and that's one of the sad things. Being 58 years old, I don't have enough time to write the ink that needs to be portrayed of the tens of thousands of people who maybe they didn't get any awards or any medals, but they volunteered. And less than 1% of each generation volunteers to serve in the military. So 1% guarantees the liberties and freedoms of the other 99%. So I really try not to miss any opportunity to give kudos to those who serve in the military and also our first responders, people who put on a uniform. We got a good vision of that on 9/11 when The rest of us are running down the street trying to get away. There are the people in uniform running in.
Right.
And unfortunately, several hundred of those lost their lives that day.
With complete, total disregard for their own safety.
Exactly. And that violates the natural thought process. When things go bad, we're out of there. So you really have to rewire an individual, whether it be military or first responder, to go into danger, not try to avoid it.
So now you've got this on DVD. It's been picked up by Anchor Bay Entertainment. Did you give any thought at all to trying to get some theatrical runs at all?
It actually did have a theatrical run.
Oh.
Back in 2013, the third and fourth week of March, it had a limited theatrical release through Regal Theaters in about 200 theaters across the country.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even aware of it.
So we did get a theatrical run, but we are just more than pleased at the reception that we've gotten with it now being out on DVD. And make no mistake, the fact that Lone Survivor is now out certainly helps. It brings Mike Murphy's story more to the forefront, puts it in front of tens of millions of people. And as a result, Murph the Protector shot to number one on iTunes, and it's stayed there.
That's great. So people, even though it's not in theaters anymore, they can still see it on DVD, download, whatever. And I understand that you're giving a portion of the proceeds from all that to the Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy Memorial Scholarship Foundation.
Absolutely. We've done that since day one.
Great. That is just terrific to hear. So we will have a link on our website at WVXU.org where people can go and connect with the links to your book and of DVD.
Well, thank you very much. And as we move forward, I'm working on some projects with the Coast Guard. So I'm staying with the sea services, but there are plenty more heroes to be written about. And I heard someone talking on the way down on the radio about the difference between being famous and being a hero. And I think today's culture tends to blur those lines that if you're famous, you must be a hero.
There's a big difference.
There's a big difference. The next project out there is on Douglas Monroe, the only Medal of Honor recipient from the U.S. Coast Guard, a totally different writing process, thought process from Seal of Honor. So this whole process, as much as we're talking about Michael Murphy and getting his story out there, it's been a tremendous learning process for me.
And I'm sure, like a lot of people, you hear the words Coast Guard, you don't even really connect it with the other branches of the military.
Oh, absolutely. At least I was ahead of the game a little bit, knowing that the Coast Guard was one of the five branches of the military. But you're absolutely right. Most people, when they think of the Coast Guard, don't think military at all. But if it wasn't for the Coast Guard in World War II, things could have had a totally different outcome.
Gary Williams, it's been a pleasure talking with you tonight. I'm very happy to hear about your film and your book, and I'm encouraging all the folks who are interested to seek it out.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Larry Thomas.